Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On Thursday, the 9th of June, pediatric gastroenterologist Dr. Tim DeMeyer, who recently exposed the shocking state of children healthcare at Rahima Musa Mother and Child Hospital, was suspended for serious misconduct, which prompted a massive outpouring of public support for him. The Gauteng Department of Health has now announced that his suspension has been lifted, saying that the matter was resolved amicably. Well, I'm not sure it would have been resolved amicably had there not been that public outcry. Advocate Boang Jones, provincial manager at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. This case was really very... It was actually shocking, because here you have a hard-working doctor who raised concerns that were very, very valid, and the next thing was that he was suspended. A very, very real message to anybody who could potentially be a whistleblower.
Well, in our view, he is indeed a whistleblower. The alternative to whistleblowing is silence, and when there is silence, we then see what has been happening over the years in Gauteng, the deterioration of healthcare infrastructure and other failures that we have observed over the years. And we commend what he did, because whistleblowing is a tool through which we can promote accountability. Our view is that in this instance, he acted in good faith and in the public interest, and he should be protected and welcomed. The lifting of the suspension, and we hope that the department has learned some few lessons, and in the future, they will safeguard whistleblowers against any form of reprisals and should welcome any disclosure made in good faith. And the heavy-handed approach that they took is regrettable.
Mm. The problem with it is that it indicates much more of an external than an internal focus. In other words, instead of saying he raises very good points and we need to look at our own situation and what is really going on here, it turns the whistleblower into the enemy and makes him the focus. So it's a very, very real concern about whether they will actually even take what was said and what has been disclosed seriously.
Yes, it does. I think what surprised us is that in the report by the CEO to the provincial headquarters of the Department of Health, she regards Dr. DeMeyer as a valuable member of the team. And in the report, the hospital acknowledges that there are challenges and that there is grievance to these allegations or the issues that the doctor had raised. But I think the suspension was an attempt to silence people, to muzzle people, to intimidate people. And our visit yesterday was to again reiterate that people need to speak out, people need to blow the whistle, as long as it is in the public interest, as long as it is done in good faith. We should never stigmatize whistleblowing. And we thank Dr. DeMeyer for sticking out his neck. And because over the years, there's been little incentive for people to whistleblow and even little recourse for those who have been victimized for whistleblowing. And we will also be reaching out to him should anything happen. But we hope that when we meet with the new head of Department of Health, this is one of the issues we will raise, because there is a need to protect whistleblowers and to address all these historical challenges of our failing health system in Gauteng.
The Human Rights Commission was very, very active and very vocal in their support of him and their condemnation, your condemnation around the behavior in terms of his suspension. Is this something that you would you encourage people, before they became whistleblowers, to reach out to you for advice or protection, or should they just go ahead with it and then contact you should something like this occur again?
We urge people to contact us. We are an intermediary institution. We are located between citizens on the one hand and government on the other hand. We are of the view that we still remain the reliable voice for the defenseless and the voiceless. And if people fear reprisals, they can anonymously inform us and we will act. And there have been instances in the past where, through a whistleblower, the commission initiates an own accord investigation. But of course, those that would like to be disclosed without going through us, they can always reach out to us to secure their rights in the event that they are threatened with dismissal or with other forms of retribution or recrimination. We will support them because there is a need to support or to promote a culture of transparency and accountability, and because these are the essential features of our democracy, and we commend the steps that public servants take, and they should know as public servants, even those in private companies, because the commission's mandate is broad enough to cover civilian human rights concerns in private entities. So even public servants, in the course of their official duties, they should report all this to the commission, especially where whatever that is going wrong or the wrong thing that they would like to report poses a measurable danger to the public.
Absolutely right, and well done for the incredibly important work that you do. Advocate Buang Jones, the provincial manager at the South African Human Rights Commission, talking to us about the importance of the South African Human Rights Commission in the involvement of the suspensions of Dr. Tim de Meyer, who was suspended for being a whistleblower. How do we protect our whistleblowers and the information and value the information that they bring us? It is 8:38. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.